Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, we talk about Josiah. You know, Josiah, oh, the days, oh, you know, how everybody mourned the day Josiah died. And Josiah was this. But, you know, he had about 7 years maybe in the revelation that he had gotten. And but with that, after his death, his finding of truth, his finding of truth, you know, with the priest, like I talked about earlier this week, you know, the king sends somebody over and say, hey, can you swing over to that building over there, the temple, and you know, just take the money out of the leadership's hand and give it to the carpenters, and they're trustworthy, and put no oversight over them. Just let them handle it. Right. I mean, which means take the control out of the ones who've been driving it down, because you find out as you progress in that, that there was all kinds of idols, Asherah poles, and Baals, and all in the temple. And so you didn't need those guys. Whoever was leading that building at that time needed to step it down. And he just said, and he said, give the money to the carpenters, you know, and he's just trying to, you know, make the outside look good. And all of a sudden, when he, when the king started nosing around, you know, what was happening at around God's people, the priest comes out, you know, he goes, he says, looky here. Look what I found. You know, look what I found. And it's just so.
He goes in the attic. Look.
Because you know, Josiah was eight when he took over. He was eight. You know, boys rule over. You have boy leaders when people are in rebellion. You know, that's the thing. And so if you're upset with your boy leader, you know, they may be a man. If it's a boy leader, you know, move out of your rebellion. Move out of your rebellion, because you'll always have a boy leader. But anyway, he was eight when he came in, so obviously people were taking advantage of his leadership, and he just walked in wrong ways until he knew the right ways. And when he still was heading towards to do things right for God, and all of a sudden, then that's when, you know, the person who had the Bible, who wasn't teaching the Bible, comes out and says, oh, looky here. Oh, my goodness. We're supposed to abide by God. I'm sorry, Samuel. You're supposed to hear God's voice. I don't know. No, I wasn't supposed to be doing that with the offerings. No, no, that wasn't supposed to be happening. You know what I'm saying? They start talking about this. Like, what are you doing? Anyway, so long story short, he gets it, and he starts reading it. And so he goes, this, oh, my goodness, God's anger is burning against us. And you got to hear this. You got to hear this. And you're going to hear this, hopefully. You know, go to VFN TV and, you know, subscribe for free, because you'll may be available to you next week on VFN TV. But we'll be hearing a part of it tonight at the VFN family gathering. But
when you think about it, they were under judgment, didn't even know about it.
Well, right. And they didn't know about it till they got in the Word. So you're not going to know till you get the light of God's Word. Right. But this is the thing we'll talk about. So he goes about 7 years. He gets everything right. He repents. He gets the people to repent. He teaches the Word publicly. Not only does he make a private commitment, but he makes a public commitment before God and people. But God said this, and this is where I think we lost it, America, right here. This is what he said. He said, because of all the shedding of innocent blood, God refused to forgive Israel. Moloch. All the abortions that have taken place that Americans are winking at. All the blood that is poured out on the grounds. There's a lot of sins. There's a lot of sins.
Yeah.
But when you murder, and God will forgive you for it, but what he said to Josiah, he said, you're doing what's right, and I'll take you out before this all happens. He said, but I can't forgive. I'm not, but my anger is so burning because of all the innocent shed blood. You know, we'll be talking next week about Moloch, you know, and we no longer name gods what they are, false gods what they are, but we still lay offerings to them. And every abortion, every child that is snuffed out through abortion, or a child that's snuffed out because of, you know, some people just have children for whatever reason and snuff them out emotionally. You know, they don't do anything for them, so they just kind of avoid them or neglect them. Or just send them off into the world. They don't fight for them. That's an offering to Moloch. But all the bloodshed, you know, and we got to start praying now. And this is two things you should pray. And you know, Mike Bickle, Kansas City, IHOP, they've been praying it for some time. And I believe Lou Engle is the one that began it. You know, dear God, end abortion, send revival. Dear God, end abortion, send revival. End it completely and totally. Be willing to die for the chance of giving birth. Be willing to say, you know what? we've gone so far, dear God, that I will carry this baby, and if the only one that comes out of this pregnancy is my child, since for so long we took the child, just take my life instead and give this child life. We've gone so wrong. That's the only way I can see where all this is. We started with mild excuses, and now it's ended up to going like, you know, I got a boat coming, you know, I got a job coming, you know, I was having sex with this guy or this woman, and now it was sin, and now I have the consequences of sin in my womb, and now you're both negotiating on killing your child, and God's seeing every bit of that. God's seeing every bit of that. And what the boils down to this is you're thinking, what about me? How is this going to affect me?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not understanding the child's going, what about me?
Mm.
And we're going to give a voice to the ones who don't have voice. We're going to speak out as the proverb that we talked about for the ones who don't have a voice. And God said, for the innocent blood shed. And this is where I was spending my time with God this week in a certain morning. And it just. All I could say was, oh, no.
Mm.
Oh, no. This is Jehoiakim. Mm. That Jehoiakim is set up by God, a man set up by God, that I truly believe that, and that's why we've been praying for President Barack Obama, is because he has been set up by God.
Mm.
I have just huge leaning in my spirit, you know, and we've been praying for him. And as a matter of fact, God even told you, John, those very specific words.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we were thinking one thing, but it was set up by God. Because Josiah, who did everything right in God's eyes, had a son when he died. And he died like 70 years later in a time of war. God allowed him to die early so he wouldn't be in this transition, because it was transitioning from God's leadership, because they keep doing evil in God's eyes, to being under the bondage. You know, of Nebuchadnezzar under Babylon. And the transition was, as soon as Josiah died, we're being transitioned up under Babylon. The question is, are we spiritual Babylon? I mean, we're getting paid 360% more than 52% of the nation's poor. You know what I'm saying? We're huge. And so then your wealth is testifying against you. You got to see that on the torch. It'll make better sense of what I just said. But then you have his son, his immediate son begins to take over, and he goes right away and makes a pact with the Egyptian king.
Mm.
With the Egyptian king now. You got to get this.
Interesting.
And the king of Egypt, and Pharaoh Necho, I believe his name was, but he's king of Egypt. And he says, a military pact. You know, let's join our strengths. Let's join our strengths. And then he rebelled against it, you know, and it's only 3 month reign. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dude, you know, you're so flesh driven. He was doing evil in the eyes of the Lord the second he got in. You know, absolute power corrupts.
Absolutely.
And power corrupts, but absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. And what we're finding out, the perception of absolute power. Yeah, Pat and I are recently running into a lot of that. The perception. Yeah. Really? Anyway,
yeah,
so.
Right.
So the king of Egypt that his brother had made, Josiah's son had made a pact with, he went and took Josiah's son and pulled him away and put him in chains so he could not rule over his ministry. No, could not rule over Jerusalem.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And then now the world, the king of Egypt, he appoints the son of Josiah that he wanted to be there.
Mm.
Now the world is telling America, the church, who will lead it? God's people.
Mm. Mm, mm, mm.
And then the king of Egypt says, you know, we're going to call his name Jehoiakim. And he even renamed him. You know why? Because he did evil in God's sight. And his father was not God. His father was Satan, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, you follow your father, right? But your father is Satan. He's a liar.
Father lies.
And so now the world named the next leader of America.
Wow.
And Jehoiakim, that name means God set this man in place. God raised him up and set him in place. This evil king, two evil sons of a godly man in the world, and they sold out to the devil. And Egypt represents the world.
Mm-hmm.
They came together and God transitioned them up under the king of Egypt, who began to say, listen, you know, I know we're current, but I just want to carry, I want to talk about this. This is where we are. Yeah. I really believe, I'm telling you right now, you want to hear, a prophetic word? That Barack Obama is Jehoiakim. And to fight against what, there's a chance, because the issue is not a man or a woman. The issue is the church and its sin. It's a rebellion to God, because God was setting Jehoiakim in his place, using a world to do it. And where did, what was the first international speech of our president? Where did it take place? It took place in Cairo, Egypt. And what happened to God's people? It was Egypt. It was the king of Egypt that came and ruled over them. What was empowered in the Cairo speech? It was the Muslim Brotherhood.
That's right.
Who's made a pact with the Muslim Brotherhood and a covenant with the Muslim Brotherhood in our nation? It's the same one that gave a speech in there. This is Jehoiakim making all these. And understand this. It's like, is Jehoiakim his fault or is Jehoiakim our fault?
That's right.
Right.
And so then the king of Egypt says, he says this. He says, you are going to now have to pay me tribute of 100 talents of gold and 100 talents of silver, which is a lot. And so Jehoiakim, who was already sold out to the king anyway, to the world system, he's a set man. And even though he is one of God's people, he sold himself over to the world. Now he's committed to the world's way. So he's one of those, he's one of those guys that actually knows how to speak both languages.
One foot in, one foot out type of thing.
Yeah, but his heart is not for God. And so you know, when he's with the Jews, you know how to speak like a Jewish man, and knows how to speak Hebrew. But when he's with the world, he's, you know, he knows how to speak world, and you know, and so. But then this we're talking about what's happening right now. I'm telling you what's going to happen in January of 2013. You want to hear what's going to happen to January 2013? Lest we repent. This is, and of course we can repent. Nineveh approved it. So Jehoiakim comes back to God's people, comes back to the nation he was ruling, and he says, "This is how I'm going to pay this tribute to the world. The world's wanting tribute. I'm going to pay this tribute to the world." This is what he did. He began to highly tax all of God's people. And listen to what he did. You know, the 1950s Gold Act or something like that. You're about to see it again. But anyway, he taxed them for their land. So he would actually go around and he's collecting money to be able to pay tribute to the world. What's the world system want? What do they want from me? I got to satisfy them, because Jehoiakim knows the only reason he's in power is the king of Egypt.
Let him.
The king of Cairo. Think about this. The Muslim brothers are like, what are you doing with the king of Egypt? You know, why did you take down the king of Egypt, Mubarak, and put a new king in, and now you're partnering with this king? And why are you having the military strength and this connection going on between, what are you doing? But, you know, the church, we were so unlearned by the things of God. We're not even understanding that this is what God does when you're in rebellion to him. Which means, you know, we can stop this by repenting, but you need to get with somebody who actually knows what God's saying, because you could say, I'm sorry, and be stuck in the same bondage to Egypt. And
that's
Egypt
right.
will represent the world. So then he went and began to look at everybody's land. This is what's about to happen in America. Whatever you own is going to be taxed so that you can be under oppression, that you can be under bondage. That's the whole purpose of it, because he's putting you under bondage. And then... he went specifically after God's people, Jehoiakim did. He was going to them to get their gold and their silver according to their assessments. And so what that means is this is the act of assessing, appraising, and evaluating. You know, for example, the healthcare law. The healthcare laws, you know, it's good to take care of people, but what's that's going to be used for? Is to assess your value.
Absolutely.
So when you get sick and you're not willing to die and you show up, they're going to assess everything that you're worth. You know, when somebody's holding a gun at your child's head, you know, you'll be surprised what you'll do. You know, your child or your loved one gets sick, you'll be surprised what you do. You know, and the enemy knows that. That's why the enemy comes up and puts a gun at your kid's head in Africa, for example, and says things that go on. So he begins to assess intently, assess an exact tax on God's people.
Wow.
Let me give you a prophetic word here. You're thinking your help is an elephant or a donkey. Mm-hmm. And then you think you're doing God a favor, yourself a favor, and America a favor by being a moderate, lukewarm person in America called a moderate. Mm. You know, you ain't got one foot in nothing. Mm-hmm. And not understanding that God is dismantling our Israel in front of us.
Mm.
And he's transitioning us under a time of servitude. Infidel, right? Under servitude,
that's right.
for our rebellion. And so the transition of Jehoiakim then during his reign is when it doesn't go just to the king of Israel, a king of Egypt. During that time, the whole plan is this, is to get Israel up under Babylon and put them in captivity. Because that was the next step after God set man, mm-hmm. after this man being set up. And that's the word that you got.
That's
remember,
right.
God told you plain as day.
It's a setup.
You know, and you know, Jehoiakim did evil in God's eyes. I mean, that was what's going on. But then, you know, God directs the king's heart like a water course. And
that's
so we got to understand, if we want to change a man's heart, a leader's heart, you don't yell at them. You honor authority. Mm-hmm. You talk to them. In America, we have a right to vote and speak our mind and have first constitutional, you know, First Amendment rights and all. But in regards to a king, you know, you would actually say, pray, begin to pray,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, and you have to repent first because God's not going to hear your prayer. If you're going to a movie, let me give you an example, and you don't have to go to a movie now, man. Don and I turned the TV on.
Just turned the TV on.
And they
on.
Cuss God's name on TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and, yeah. you know, we don't have all that kind of stuff that people have. And it's like you can't keep doing that. Because, you know, mm-hmm. listen to this. Let me give you a little commercial here on this. If somebody told you they was cussing your name, you would be so upset.
That's
you would
right.
be furious. Furious. Mm-hmm. And you're just you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not God.
Mm-hmm. Or your child's name,
or your spouse's name. Or,
mm-hmm.
But you don't get offended at all when somebody cusses your God's name. The question is he your God?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's your wife or your husband, you immediately are upset and offended by it. You know, if it's your child, you're offended by it. If it's you, you respond immediately because, you know, that's your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know instantly because you have a heart towards them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't nudge when they curse God, you have to ask yourself, are you related to him? Are you in the family? And if you're not, you know, you can be. Go to meetmyfather.org. We shared a couple of our stories, but, you know, you could listen. If you never thought about in your life repenting, if you've never thought about repenting, today is the day. This is repentance. Repentance is turning to God, crying out, coming as you are, and just saying, oh, Lord, I need you. I need you to be the Lord of my life.
Mm.
You do it on this side of what Jehoiakim's doing. Because I got something I tell you that just dropped my heart about this whole thing. Is that and turn to him and go to iabide.org and begin to abide with him and get connected to listen, I don't care. Find a VFN family somewhere, find a VFN church.
Yeah.
You know, I can't vouch for everything that's going on. And all the other things that go, but I know that there's a strict focus on getting you to hear the voice of God. You need to hear his voice now
for yourself, right.
Because you might not have, you know, things to be able to speak into your ear during rough times. And God mm-hmm. loves you, wants to speak to you. You need to be discipled. You got to find out, you know, what God wants you to do, and you can do that, you know, in VFN. Go to vfnfamily.org if you're interested in that. But this is what happened. This is what really just made my heart drop out. This is what made my heart drop out because, of course, it was a transition. Once Josiah died, you know, first God reveals what's right.
Mm-hmm.
Then he transitions if they don't repent, and they didn't because mm-hmm. his son just went right back into the sin. of evil in God's eyes, which meant, it, by the way, had nothing to do with it. The son's sin had nothing to do with Josiah. You know, we got to get past all this stuff, some things we've been hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, they were transitioning under Babylon. But God was set. He was not going to change his mind. Israel was going to have to go under Babylon. Because why? Because of all the innocent blood shed. Mm-hmm. Now, Josiah went around and he took down, he destroyed all the abortion clinics. He took them, they closed them down. On our side, what we would say is, we made legislation, we made it illegal, it's unconstitutional to kill children mm-hmm. in the womb, you know, and that would be our repentance for us. But he was king, right. So he went to all the places where Moloch was worshipped, all the altars, and he tore those altars down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when he tore them down, then this was pleasing to God. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we're not even closing them down.
Mm.
We are, our legislator, the largest portion of our and our judiciary branch, which is us, which we can impeach those judges, by the way. It's a government by the people and for the people. And hopefully, you know, we're going to begin to talk about that before it's too late. But mm-hmm. we can choose, because it's an individual separate government. It's three balances of power. You have the executive branch, which is the president. Mm-hmm. You have the judiciary branch, which is the Supreme Court justices. And then you have the legislative branch, which is the Congress and the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all separate powers, and any one of them can be impeached and removed from office. In addition to that, anybody in America who is against and fighting against the Constitution can be removed from this country.
Mm.
I mean, you can be removed from if you're no longer have an allegiance to the Constitution and the Republic for which the flag stands.
Right, you need to be dismissed.
You just need to find you one you like.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? It's like shopping for shoes. If America's not for you. Go find you a country. There's plenty of them. None of that gets you out and make your own.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, and but this is what it was. And this is the thing, that even though he took down Molech's altars, so that then the blood of innocent babies being shed stopped. Because Moloch, by the way, just so you don't know, this is the one God hated the most, because they would sacrifice children. They would kill the children. They would disembowel and bleed out the children on a big rock altar before their false god, Moloch.
Mm-hmm.
And that was innocent blood pouring down. And this happens every day in America. As a matter of fact, mm-hmm. I got our research team working on right now. I'll be bringing to you really soon, you know, some fresh new statistics on how many offerings to Moloch is taking place a day, a month, an hour, a week in America right now. How many babies are being sacrificed to the god of convenience self but ultimately to Moloch. And so he stopped it, and God still was not going to stop what was going to happen to them. And we're not even not stopping it, but we are actually funding it. You know, Jehoiakim,
mm-hmm.
you know, our leader, this healthcare plan, the first monies that were spent was spent to fund Moloch.
Mm.
It was sent to fund abortion. And they believe that the way to be able to fix the population and people who struggle financially is to prevent them from actually having children.
Mm.
You know, you just don't need to destroy the child in the womb.
Right.
And but they just said, we just won't call it a child, though.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if you spank the child when he comes out of the womb, they'll put you in jail. But if you actually, you know, drown them, suffocate them, or in the womb, then they just go, hey, me too. Cool. Let's move on. It's crazy, is it not?
Yeah. Well, you know, just in New York, they're getting ready to look over a bill that requires a minor get permission to get piercings. But yet in the same state of New York, a minor does not have to have permission to get an abortion.
Oh, my goodness.
That's amazing. So I'm telling you, this is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm feeling in my heart. Just prepare yourself. If you have not yet went to VFN-TV, and watch prudent preparation. Listen, God will take care. If you are his and you give yourself to him mm-hmm. and you leave the God of this world and the love of this world and turn to God, and he's not religious, it's not all that stuff that you're saying, you know, it's just an authentic relationship with him. He loves you. He's got a plan for your life. Then you have a greater chance to suffer less mm-hmm. from what's about to come here. But in this, it's going to bring God's people to repentance. You know, I think it's going to be the greatest day that the church has ever seen. You know, and it won't be a great day for those, you know, in rebellion, you know, but that hardship mm-hmm. will bring us out of rebellion. And so I just want to encourage you that this is a now word. I really believe that God told us that this man is a set man. He's been set up. And Jehoiakim was a set man by God. That's what that name means. He was set up by God. And praise God. Here we are coming. Can you believe we're already at the end of the first hour? But I just felt like I just need to share that. You know, it was on my heart this morning. We're going to talk about that in detail tonight in the VFN family gathering. I can't wait to be able to share it. You know, it's good to know God does nothing unless he reveals it to his prophets first. He took down, he went down and destroyed all the, quote, abortion clinics in Israel, all the places that were, and I'm not advocating anybody doing any kind of violence. I'm just saying that's what he did in Israel, Josiah did, so they wouldn't offer any more babies up to and children up. And so we are still have these, we have to close down these abortion clinics by making new legislation and making it against the law that we need to protect, give the child constitutional rights in the mother's womb and say we're going to protect that child in the mother's womb.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.